All right, so after all of that,
let's get this half started.
Yeabsolutely.
Kick for Marquette.
Yeah, the Braves, if they, you know, I think this is an important possession. If they can go down and score 30-0, you know, it's pretty much over at that point. But if Marquette keeps doing what they're doing defensively and hanging in there, we could have an interesting ending.
Wyatt Lakenen going for the kick here.
Trevor Thorbon, along with Isaac Ketchum and the deep man, Casey Elwarden. Here's the kick. It's going to go very deep. Elwarden's going to let it bounce, picks it up, fumbles a football, picks it back up at the 15, runs up the – oh, he got horse collar. Down he goes at about the 15-yard line.
There's no flag on that one, but that was
– It was a high tackle.
Yeah, we'll call it a high tackle.
So the fumble, that was a great kick by them.
It was. It was a really far kick.
Because he had to angle to the sideline to get it. So for the first time in the game, the Braves are backed up in their own territory. They're on their own 15. They've been in Marquette territory pretty much all night. So here we go with the ball on the near hash.
Split receivers on each side.
Yep, and Young is, of course, in the gun. He was 9 of 20, so under 50% in the first half.
It's going to be a run up the middle.
Oh, no, Terry got nowhere.
Yeah, there was no run there.
So no gain for Austin Salas. May have lost a yard. Oh, they put him down at the line. And, you know, we've not been able to run the football tonight at all. They have stopped the run.
Yeah, it's really hard to push up that middle when they got those linebackers blitzing and those big linemen up front.
Yep, big kids in there. Of course, we've talked about Dason Smith, but how about the Hollenberger, number 72? That's a monster of a boy,
yeah,
too.
I mean, you know, when those two stand next to each other, they both just look huge.
So, second down and 10 for the Braves. Under center. Yeah. Under center is Young. Turns, gives it up the middle. And a small gain for Salas. Only about 2 or 3 yards. And Marquette, you could see they're getting a little excited. Oh, you know, he got 5, actually.
Third down and 4. Right?
And we're going hurry up again. Well, let's see if that works this time, because it hasn't all 3 times that we've tried it. Third and 5. Salas. Here, nothing. Got a yard, maybe, but that's it. And now the Braves. Oh, he just got enough. He did. Okay.
He was able to reach that. It didn't look like much, but it was a couple of yards.
So the Braves do move the chains. They get it out to the 25.
And, you know, seeing Nate under center is real. It's new. He doesn't do that very often.
No.
This will be interesting to see if he continues to do that throughout the night.
Well, now the Braves going back into the huddle and taking some clock. So Elwarden split to the near side. Caden Gibbs to the outside. Left to right across your radio. 24-0 Braves lead over Marquette. Give left side and pushing forward. Boy, Isaac Ketchum, ball rushing his way over the 30 to the 35. And oh, our cousin Vinny is getting into it there with the big Hornberger kid behind the play.
It was a little bit late there, but they're not going to throw a flag on that.
How about Isaac getting 9 on that one? He bull rushed.
Powered through all those guys. Yeah, yep. It was a really good run.
You could tell that Coach Ness wants to run the football here this half and also, of course, take clock. They've already used up more than 2 minutes. And a time-sustaining drive would be pretty sweet if Gladstone could get it. Second and 1. They're just shy of their own 35-yard line.
Split receivers again.
Now Nate's back in the shotgun. He's got second down in actually less than 1.
He's going to go to Salas here up the middle.
And Terry pounds his way, breaks a tackle. They're hanging on. He spins.
Just keeps going.
First down, Braves. Out over the 40-yard line. Austin Salas. Moving the chains to the 44.
Just great power from that kid. I mean, he can just push through so many people.
A gain of 11, and he had a guy hanging on him for the last 3 or 4.
Yeah, he had to have 2 people on him to even stop, but he never went down.
So they've come out and scored, or picked up, rather, 30 rushing yards on 6 runs, and that's more than they had in the entire first half on the ground.
Yeah, they're looking energetic right now.
Young back in the shotgun from the 45. First down and 10. Gives it to Ketchum, and he is tackled. They're trying to strip the ball from him. That's what ball control is going to be important, is they're going to be trying that the whole second half here.
Yeah, it looks like there's going to be no gain on that play.
Yep. Second down and 10 at the 45 for the Gladstone Braves. 8.5 to go. We're still on our side of the 50. Gladstone Braves football brought to you in part by Northwoods Rehabilitation, by Oven King Pizza, by Pretty Good Cleaners. Pretty Good Cleaners, not very good cleaners. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. They've used 4 minutes of the clock now. Nate is back in the gun. Gives it to Solace, left side, and he's going to plunge forward for a couple. That's about it. So it's going to be third and eight.
So it was about a gain of two on that play.
Yep.
It's going to be about third and seven, it looks like.
Getting those two first downs was huge, even if we don't move it downfield on this drive, because we've used nearly 5 minutes off the clock.
Yeah, if we can just run this time down and keep trying to get first downs out here, that's going to be really good for us.
Third and eight, so we'll probably have to put it in the air here.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're going to go for a pass here. We got double receivers on each side, it looks like.
Third and eight. Nate Young back in the shotgun, standing at his own 42. And he is back to throw. Rolls to the near side. Now he'll take it to the left himself, and he's off the races. 50-yard line, 45. Nate Young, 35-30, spun around. First down, Braves. Nate Young using his feet.
Amazing run by Nate there. He's going to go down about the 30-yard line, it seems.
I'll tell you what. They were selling out for the pass that time because it was third and the down and distance, right? But when you've got Nate Young's feet.
Yeah, Nate, you know, he, like I said earlier in the game, he's a really smart quarterback, and he realized that he was going to get one off, so he just ran the ball himself, and I'll tell you, it worked out really good in his favor.
He got 23 yards, and they've used up 5 minutes of the clock, and they have it at the Marquette 30 first down. I believe they'll stay on the ground here, but I thought they were going to pass last time, and that shows you what I know.
Yeah, we got split receivers right now.
Nate back at the 30-yard line, first down and 10 in Marquette territory. Young gives it to Austin Solace, left side, 25. Terry cuts to the corner. He's down inside the 25, close to another first down for the Braves with 6:50 to go, and the clock is running as he dragged his foot and fell down just shy of the first down marker, but stayed in bounds. This is really what they needed, this kind of a drive.
They're getting some good pushes right now. It's going to be at the 22-yard line.
Marquette's defense has got to be getting tired. They've been out there so.
You can see them out there. They're just, you know, they're doing their best.
Yeah, they are. They are. But you got that many big dudes.
Well, they don't even have Deason Smith out there right now.
No. I hope he didn't get hurt. He's a heck of a talented player. So now they go into the I formation here as Nate will duck under center this time from the 22.
Terry on the
gives it to Terry left side, and he's
tripped up.
Yep, tripped up, but I think he's got the first down. They only needed 2 yards.
Yeah, I think it's going to be third.
Yeah, he
third
is.
Third and one, it looks like.
Yeah, because a little bit short. Third and one at the 21-yard line. Don't forget, next Thursday we'll be here for the Negaunee Miners. Boy, the Braves are milking that clock like a cow, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They want to use as much time as they can.
I mean, they're back in the huddle. It's 5:32 to go in this third quarter.
We're going to be running split receivers. Nate in the shotgun.
Yep, Nate is back in the shotgun on third and one. He's got Terry right next to him in the backfield. On third and one.
It's going to be a run by Nate on the close of the
field. He's got the first down. They try to strip it for him at the 17. But, boy, what a nice block by Austin Solis. Solis came out in front and just was a lead blocker for Nate Young, and he gets another first down.
Oh, yeah. You know, Nate goes down by that number 72 by Marquette. You know, getting hit by that guy too many times, you know, it wouldn't be too smart for us.
No. I mean, that was a situation where Solace just blocked well, and Nate just got what he needed.
Right where we needed to be.
7 minutes off the clock here. Gavin. We're down under 5 minutes to go in the third.
Well, this is just one long drive for us, and it's going really well.
Let's see if they can finish. From the 18 of the Redmen, first down and 10. Nate Young, the quarterback, in the gun. Turns, gives it to Salas, up the middle. Just breaks a tackle, 15, dragging guys. Man, oh, man.
I mean, that was four guys on them, and he just would not go down.
He got it down close to the 13-yard line. That was a tough 5 yards for Salas. Second, and actually they're going to put him down at the 14, so he got four. This is a drive that started on the Braves' 15. They've now used nearly 8 minutes off the clock.
And we're down to the Redmen's territory on the 15-yard line.
Yep, just inside the 15. Second down and six for the Braves.
We have split receivers, and Nate's going to be in the shotgun again.
All right, we have Gibbs to the left, Al Warden to the right. Young back in the gun.
It's going to be a run by Terry right up the middle.
And now he cuts it to the left. Salas gets decked at the 10-yard line.
Another good run by Terry.
Yeah, it was. He bounced to the outside there and got himself close to a first down inside the 10.
It's about third and one right now.
Yep. The down and distance. I mean, Marquette's been in third and 10, third and seven, third. You know, and the Braves, for the most part, have been third and four, third and six.
Yeah, we're keeping it really close. We're not really giving too many options to where we have to punt.
Third down and one, and they're milking that clock back in the huddle down to 3:19 from the 9 of Marquette.
We got Casey Elwood lined up on the right, and we got Gibbs on the left. Nate's in the shotgun.
Third down and short inside the Marquette 10.
It's going to be a handoff to Thorbon off the middle.
And Thorbon pushing forward inside the 5, moving the pile down to the goal line. Still going to the goal line. Touchdown.
Touchdown,
Braves.
Amazing run by the guys. You know, those guys just, they don't stop pushing. They had the whole team just pushing them in there. Amazing run.
Well, you go until the whistle, right? And there was no whistle. The pile just pushing.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing with the Braves is they don't stop until that whistle blows.
An impressive 85-yard drive for the Purple.
Bringing it down to 2:58 on the clock.
They do it in 13 plays. 30-0 Braves. They use 9 minutes and 2 seconds off of the clock. Unbelievable. Marquette did everything they could to try to stop that run, but they're just dead tired. Thorbon up the middle. Does he get the two?
It's going to be a fumble.
Yep. Marquette recovers. And that's the end of end of that possession, I should say. 2:58 to go in the third. And it's all Braves here tonight. Gladstone 30, Marquette.